That old school bell is ringing. I hope that brings to mind maybe a school bell you used to hear. A lot of times the bell I heard wasn't like those old cast iron bells. It was a little electric bell that would ring something like a telephone ring when it was time for school. But schools still start with bells, I presume, although sometimes some of these buzzers and all maybe be what starts it. But I still kind of like the old clang of the old cast iron school bell to start a school. And when you hear that school bell on this radio program, you know that it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And today we're going to spend most of our time engaged in Bible reading. And I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 3. And so you'll want to get your Bibles, open it up to Luke chapter 3, and follow along. And we'll begin that in just a moment. While you're getting your Bibles open to Luke chapter 3, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. It was about 100 years ago when a preacher with the last name of Rock Cliff, who was an Englishman, preached there during a gospel meeting under a bush arbor, and those who he had baptized into Christ during that meeting and other Christians that had already been in that area decided that that would be a place for a meeting house, and they would gather together as a church there. And so they've been meeting at this location for about 100 years. And you can see how that has gone if you'll come by and visit sometime and see how we worship. The worship is simple and sincere and scriptural, and you will appreciate that. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and then Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're going to give our attention to reading. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. It is by all reports an excellent translation, and there are modern versions that have come along since then that did not have the scholarship that was involved in the American Standard Version. I don't mind a modern translation per se, but I'm disappointed sometimes when I see the great work that went before on modern translations and see that instead of advancing scholarship, they seem sometimes to drift back into things that aren't quite so scholarly. And a lot of them are being translated really for marketability. And so they'll say, now this will be easier to read. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a better translation just because it's easier to read. The American Standard Version was translated and published in 1901. And that's the version we're using as the basis of this study. And it will sound much like the King James Version of 1611. That's the Bible I usually read and preach out of. But because E.A. Elam wrote these Bible notes in 1922, and the American Standard Version was popular at that time, that's the translation I'm using for this Bible school. But now let's begin reading. The American Standard Version, Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Lysias, tetrarch of Abilene, and the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the region round about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said therefore to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, Ye offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say in yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree therefore that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the multitudes asked him, saying, What then must we do? And he answered and said unto them, He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath food, let him do likewise. And there came also publicans to be baptized. And they said unto him, Teacher, what must we do? And he said unto them, Exhort no more than that which is appointed you. And soldiers also asked him, saying, And we, what must we do? And he said unto them, Extort from no man by violence, neither accuse any one wrongfully, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, now this is Luke chapter 3:15, and as the people were in expectation, and all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether haply he were the Christ, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but there cometh he that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner. But the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Luke chapter 3 and verse 18. With many other exhortations, therefore, preached he good tidings to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things which Herod had done, added this also to them all, that he shut up John in prison. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Now it came to pass, when all the people were baptized, that Jesus also, having been baptized and praying, the heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form as a dove upon him, and a voice came out of heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself, when he began to teach, was about 30 years of age. That carries us to Luke chapter 3 and verse 23. And what follows to the end of Luke chapter 3 is a genealogy that begins with Jesus and goes all the way to Adam. Now this is a little different than the genealogy we read about in Matthew. In the book of Matthew, it begins with Abraham and goes through David and then through Joseph to Christ. And we know that Jesus was not physically the son of Joseph. But Matthew's genealogy is to show that Jesus is the Messiah in that he is legally heir to the throne of King David. And so that's what Matthew's emphasis here is. And Matthew's written primarily for the Jews who are expecting a Messiah to come out of David. And so it goes from Abraham to David, to Solomon, to the kings of Judah in Jerusalem, and then through the period of captivity, and all the way to Joseph, who was, as supposed, the father of Jesus, who was the husband of Mary, and it is of Mary, of whom, feminine, of whom, feminine of Mary, was born Jesus. But now this genealogy in Luke begins with Jesus, and while it mentions Joseph, it says he was being supposed the son of Joseph. Tells us that he was the son of Heli. Well, who is Heli? because this genealogy is written by Luke, and because Luke writes primarily or more for Gentiles than for Jews, and because those Greeks would be interested in the humanity of Jesus, and because this genealogy goes from Jesus all the way back to Adam rather than to Abraham, it is, and because this genealogy is different in the names that it gives, particularly in this part of the genealogy, is different than the names given in the genealogy given by Matthew, all these things add up to the conclusion that in Luke we have the genealogy of Jesus, not through Joseph, but through Mary. And Heli must have been the father of Mary. And so we trace that genealogy down, but as we read through this genealogy, we still come to David. Now, Jesus is not the son of Mary through Solomon of David, but he is the son of Mary through Nathan of David. You find that in Luke chapter 3 and in verse 32. It says that he was the son of Matthiah, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz. Well, David had a son named Nathan. You know, we also read about a prophet in David's day named Nathan. And I would suppose, though I couldn't prove it, but I would suppose that David did, like a lot of people used to do, a lot of people used to name their children after a great preacher they admired. And I would suspect that David had named his son Nathan after Nathan the prophet he admired. But at any rate, it is through Adam, and then Abraham, and David, and then Nathan, and then Mary, that Jesus is born. And that's the significance of the genealogy in the book of Luke. Now we turn to Elam's notes. And this is the Sunday school lesson for October 15th of 1922. And particularly, this Sunday school lesson is going to focus on Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 17. The golden text for this lesson is found in Matthew 3 and verse 2, where it says, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The devotional reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Hear these beautiful words of the old prophet. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received of Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one that crieth, prepare ye in the wilderness the way of Jehovah. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the uneven shall be made level. And the rough places a plain. And the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. The voice of one saying, cry. And one said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the breath of Jehovah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O thou that tellest good things to Zion, get thee up on a high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord Jehovah will come as a mighty one, and his arm will rule him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and will gently lead those that have their young. That's as far as we're going to get in the Bible study today. I hope you'll visit sometime at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and see how it is that we worship in the great reverence and respect we show toward God's Word as we ought. And so when you hear this bell next time, You know it is time to get your Bible for the Warren County Radio Bible School.